Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. My name is Roy, and we're waiting on Nathan. Again, we welcome all our longtime callers and listeners. Let's go ahead and invite Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, Roy, I'm here. And how's the spine?
Wonderful.
And what's on the topic line?
Again, Adrian?
I said, would you like to talk about what's going on in the supernatural world?
Yeah, that would be a good subject. And what's your view on that, Adrian?
Well, I was just having a friend that I was visiting today. His name is Ryan, and he was telling me about some spirits that were in his apartment, and he heard some banging sound. Him and his friend were just sitting there, and he said that they heard a big boom sound. And we talked about it in the past, but he had a little boy spirit that was in his apartment. So it's interesting how people's spiritual awareness is opening up.
And that's interesting. You know, we've had a lot of, we know that the spirit world is very real, you know, just like this reality that we live in. And it's amazing, you know, some of the contacts, you know, that we have, whether it be, you know, at nighttime or during the day or any time. And we've been with paranormal groups before, so we know, you can record them with recorders or even with cameras. You can take their pictures. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, you know, it's just like, when you see a UFO, it's like if you have that picture or camera at the right place at the right time, you might be able to catch something. It seems to always be that way because we know that UFOs move very fast, and if you don't catch them right away, then you'll pass them up, or if you're not looking up into the sky, you might pass it up, because we're always looking in front of us. We're either looking down or we're looking in front of us. We're never looking in the sky or what's going on in the sky. So our focus is on whether we're on the phone or we're walking down a street, or we might have our focus on a car or music, any kind of distraction that causes us from seeing the unknown. You know, things that that our mind's eyes can only see. You know, we might see a UFO, or we might see a spirit. So it just kind of depends on where we're at that time.
Yeah, that's so true, and we know that, you know, even in the astral, you know, you can go to different places, you know, speak to different people that you've never met before, and have different experiences. So, you know, whatever's, you know, real to you, real or imagined, you know, it's real to you. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, and I think that's a very positive way of looking at things, because it keeps people's minds open to the possibilities of what they can see, instead of, you know, living in this reality. And because that's all we've known, you know, growing up, is we've known the mundane all our lives, and we can't see past religion, we can't see past what the school system has taught us to learn, or even Hollywood, because we think everything is just fantasy, you know. And but why not take it to the next level? Why not take it as something real? You know, that's where a lot of people have to push the limit.
That's so true. You know, a lot of it is, you know, like you say, you know, we've been programmed to believe that it's just our imagination, something that, you know, that we're making up. And like you say, why not stretch the limit, you know, to other endless possibilities, you know, that spirits, you know, are all around, and we are spirits. We're just having an experience with having a body. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it makes a lot of sense, you know, and for somebody that is metaphysical to come out and say, I think that all metaphysical people are living in a fantasy. Well, that's not true, because, you know, what is a fantasy? A fantasy is something that you envision. It's something that you believe that is real. So in reality, it is real to you because you believe it. And subconsciously, your subconscious makes it real, so it makes it a reality. And whatever we program in our subconscious, we make it a reality. So it has to be real. And whatever our mind makes up that is real, like eating an apple, an orange, or any kind of fruit, or any kind of food, our mind makes it real. So that way, everything in reality is real because we believe it is real. And that's how we're programming our subconscious mind.
And that's so true, because, you know, even as a stage hypnotist, you can give a suggestion, you know, to somebody who's hypnotized that they're eating a red and ripe juicy apple, and they could be eating an onion. But in their mind, they see a red apple, juicy apple, and when they bite on it, it tastes just like an apple. So, you know, we're able to, you know, program our minds to see and feel or experience, you know, different things. And looks like we've got a caller now, Agent. Should we go ahead and invite this caller?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 901 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hi, this is Loretta.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Loretta, calling from Tennessee.
And how can we help you tonight, Loretta?
Well, are you doing readings tonight?
We sure are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, can you just give me a general reading?
Now, you say general. Are you looking to get information about a job, your relationship, you know?
Yeah, I am about a job, really.
About a job?
Yes.
Are you unemployed right now?
Well, I'm supposedly be on leave of absence.
Okay.
There was a little confusion there going on because I actually was suspended, but somehow I was put on leave of absence, and I didn't know how that happened. So now I'm not receiving any income, and it's all because of that manipulation that was done on the corporation side. So to kind of confuse my mind a little, which, you know, they kind of did put me in a destitute position, and
right.
was pretty low down to me.
Yeah. Okay, Jenna, what are you seeing on a new job for her?
Okay, so you don't plan on going back to this job?
I actually don't see how I can go back to this job that has caused me kind of trauma for no reason at all. So I don't think they want me back either because of what they did to me. And the saga continues. I just want to know how I'm in a proceeding with them, and I'm going to proceed further. So I would like to know how this will pan out.
You just want to know how it's gonna turn out?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you do cards? Do you do the cards?
Well, I'm using my pendulum chart.
Okay.
And I'm looking at business decisions analysis.
Mhm.
And I'm just gonna look and see how it's gonna turn out.
Oh, okay. You don't need my birthday, are you?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm getting is it's going to turn out very positive. You're at 70%, so that's really high.
Mm-hmm.
It's also saying right now you're just paying off some debts from a past life. And it still says here that you have a contract with this company.
Yes.
That hasn't been fulfilled yet.
No, nothing.
How many years do you have with this company?
Over 20 years. And because
a lot of time invested then.
Yes, and because I reported something to them, they came after me, and now it caused me a tremendous amount of stress and caused me to have a stuttering problem and PTSD. I've never had those things before until they stressed me out to the point it caused me this problem. And I want them to know that they are not God, so they are strong-arming me in every direction I take.
Is this a big a corporation that you're dealing with? Is it a pretty big,
yes.
big company?
Yes, it is.
Because I'm getting that reason they wanted you out because they didn't want to pay you a retirement.
Partially, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Well, it says here that you have a lot of anger and rage. With this company right now.
Right now, I'm very upset.
I'm getting that you need to. Have you taken any kind of steps for equal employment opportunities?
Yes. They.
Are you going through their office right now?
But they are too being strong by this corporation. And they are not doing the right thing. I even went to an organization trying to get me some help to help pay my rent because I have no money coming in. And they said they couldn't help me because I told them I'm supposed to be on pension, but they got me on leave of absence, so they didn't want to help me, and knowing I have no income coming in. So I went to several organizations that are in place to help me, but because this corporation is very powerful, they don't want to intervene. They're not looking at the fact I'm about to be destitute, and I have a daughter, and I deal with my great nieces, and they depend on me. So they don't care.
Megan, what do you get it?
Well, right now it's saying that she feels like she's not being heard. Like,
yeah,
they're not hearing what you have to say, and they don't really care, like you said.
Yeah, they don't.
It says you're a very sensitive person.
Yeah.
It says you needed the freedom from that failure that you repeated in past lives. So this is why it all happened this way. But I see when you go back, things are going to be corrected according to the chart. It just says that things need to be reorganized.
Right.
So I do see you going back to that, but I don't see you going back to the same bad experience that you've been feeling.
Okay.
And it kind of shocked your nervous system, and that's kind of why you're having a hard time talking. Your throat chakra has been blown out. Your heart chakra has been blown out. You know, and you feel like there's just been a lot of walls around you, and you just can't break free. Does that make sense? Like subconscious blockages.
Adrian, I'm getting that we need to do an energy clearing for her.
Yeah, I am too.
What can you do with those charts to help clear that for her?
Well, what we need to do go into is the source of the condition. And see what this is, if this is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So we're going to look here and see what this is. So what it's saying is this is something mental. This problem that you're having.
Yes.
Okay, so it's saying this is a toxin and external and internal problem, toxin problem. Mm-hmm. So it's also saying this is an energy blockage that needs to be corrected in the physical, also the mental. And it says here that you are lacking oxygen, so you need a lot of... do you have breathing problems?
Because, yes, a little, but it was worse, but it has gotten much better since I've been going to the chiropractor. So they have helped me tremendously.
So what I'm getting is what you're experiencing is mostly a lot of mental and physical and emotional problems.
Mm-hmm.
You say you've been experiencing a lot of stress. What I want to do for you right at this time, my guides are telling me that with your permission, I'm going to send you some energy with some numbers. Okay? Are you open to that? Okay, I'm going to say these numbers now, and I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. I want you to close your eyes now for just a couple of minutes now and listen to my voice. I want you to allow some deep relaxation to go from the top of your head down to your tips of your toes, going completely relaxed, feeling every muscle in your body just going completely relaxed. And I want you to allow yourself to go into this deeper state of focus and relaxation, because I'm going to send these energy numbers to you, and I'm going to say these numbers, and it's going to be 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, and this is sent for all times and places, and this is sent to you to help you go into a deeper state of focus and relaxation and to relieve any stress that's in your body right now, and it will go completely away and into the universe. And now I want you to allow positive energy to come into your body. And this will come through your crown chakra down into your body, and any blockages that you're experiencing will just completely diminish. You'll just break away as this white light goes through your body and brings this healing energy for you. Again, I'll say these numbers, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, and this is magnified for all times and places now. And at the count of 5, I want you to return back now, and when you do, you'll feel more at ease, feeling more positive, and allowing that universe to help you with whatever you're experiencing from this job and not allowing this to bring a lot of stress into your body. Feeling more energy than you've ever felt before, number one, getting ready. Number two, feeling more relaxed. Number three, feeling more positive. Number four, and number 5, Wide Awake. And how do you feel right now? Hello. Are you there?
It's weird.
Okay, I think we might have lost our caller. Let's go ahead now with the next caller from the 831 area. Hello? 831, are you there?
I am. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
Lisa, California.
Lisa, California. That sort of rhymes.
Very musical.
Okay. How can we help you tonight, Lisa?
Can you give me a general reading? I've had, like, career issues and romance issues. I'd like to know what... I feel like something's about to occur, but I don't know what yet.
Have you ever met your twin flame?
I believe I have.
And how did you know this?
Nothing was uncomfortable about it. He and I are just... It just feels there's nothing uncomfortable. There's everything we do, it's almost in synchronicity.
So would you say that this is without a doubt?
Yes, in my mind.
Yeah. Because you're right in alignment where you're supposed to be.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling when something feels too good to be true?
Right.
That's the way I feel right now.
Wonderful. And Adrian, what is the chart showing for her meeting her twin flame?
Well, the chart, according to the master chart, it's gone to the source of the condition of the problem that you've been experiencing.
Problem? What problem?
You say you're running into some problems?
Oh, I'm just looking for starting a job. Yes, I'm without a job at the moment.
Okay.
A daytime job, yeah.
So let's see if this has what this source of the condition involves. Because a lot of it has to do with what's going on in your life. We just want to check and see here what's going on.
Did you just recently lose your last job?
Yes, a week ago.
And how long were you in that job?
3 months.
Okay.
It was a temporary job assignment, but it ended early.
Oh, okay.
So this is on spiritual soul level with what you're experiencing, according to the chart. And I'm just checking here to see what's going on. That's not good. Okay, right, it's gone to entities and dark forces.
Are you a spiritual person?
Yes.
And have you come in contact with anybody that's been negative or somebody who tried to put harm to you?
Negative, yes, would be my twin flame's ex. And
because I'm getting that she's into black magic.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
You don't doubt it?
No.
Because she might be casting some spells at you.
Really?
Yeah, because they brought up entities and dark forces. So that's why it's on a spiritual
level. See, that's
why
you're experiencing some of these things that are preventing you from getting with your twin flame. So now, what we have to do is get that cleared.
We have to do a clearing.
Okay.
We have to do a clearing for you. Do we have your permission?
Yes.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to do a banishing and a binding. And what is, my first question to you is, what is the best guide that you would like to use as a conduit to do this clearing, to do this banishing, or to do this binding? If you were to think of an archetype, what would you use?
Protector? Archetype?
Or anybody. I mean, it could be an archangel, it could be a ascended master. It could be...
I always refer to Archangel Michael.
So you want to use Archangel Michael?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You can use more than one. It don't have to be just one.
I always call
it
all
the
archangels.
Let me ask you this question as a hypnotist, okay, just for a minute. What is important about using Archangel Michael as your protector?
I was always taught that he protects. I was raised Catholic, and he always came to mind first.
Have you used him in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
And has he worked for you?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just see. Let's look on the chart and see if Archangel Michael would be the best for this job.
Yes.
And the chart is saying yes, that is a 50%, so that's good. Okay.
There's always God.
So now, since he is the best one for the job, how would you go about banishing this negative energy or entity from your life? How would be the best approach?
I always ask upon him to protect and surround and shed his light around my children and David and me, to banish any negativity, to shield us and protect us from any entities that are not divinely within our alignment.
Okay. And Archangel Michael, we'd like to make contact with you regarding this statement. Are you clear with this? Archangel Michael is saying yes. He is clear with this. Okay, so are you okay with us doing a soul retrieval tonight? Archangel Michael says yes. Okay, so he's okay with that. So we do have his permission. Okay.
To protect my children, David, and myself?
Yes. And do you know the name of this woman that is putting spells on you? You just tell us her first name.
Della.
Okay, Della.
That's interesting.
Tell her who Della is, Doug.
That's my mother's name.
And tell her how evil your mother was to you.
She wasn't very kind. Yeah.
She was a very negative parasite.
Very negative woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting. This don't have nothing to do with her, but it's just...
The name.
The name.
The parallels.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
I just want to just share something real quickly. You know, and I don't know how many people with the same name that you've known in your lifetime, but have you ever noticed that a lot of them with the same name, you know, almost act or even almost the same kind of people?
Right.
The same cycle.
Yeah, they go through like a cycle. I just want to, that's just food for thought. I just wanted to throw that in.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and continue.
Okay, Roy, what I'd like you to do is I would like, now that we have Archangel Michael's permission, I would like you to identify a number with this entity that is causing this friction.
You know, first number that comes to me is the number 17.
Okay. And this body has been sold now? No. This body has been sacrificed? Yes. Number 17? Yes. Okay, so identifying by how many? And then the effect of sacrifice. Number 40, okay. All right, are we clear to redeem and deliver? Yes, okay. This body has been now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. We send it back to its source of energy. This body has been sacrificed now. Saying yes. Okay, another one popped up, Roy. Give us another number.
5.
Okay, number 5. Identifying by number 5, yes, okay. Identifying how many that have been sold. 57, okay. So it's a pretty high entity there. Okay, do we have the right calculation for this percentage to defeat this? Okay, so 60%, good. That's where we want to be. Okay, are we ready to redeem?
Yes, ready to redeem. Okay. This body is now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. And back to its source of energy. This body is now fully 100% integrated. This body has been delivered and restored. Yes, okay. This body has been sacrificed. So, this body has been sold. Okay, so we're 100% integrated. Okay, good. And then to lock it in. Yeah. Okay. So we're locking it in. Okay, good. Why is 100% integrated? Great. Okay, now it's going on. Alright, so we're at 70%.
Wonderful. And did you feel any kind of energy shift at all while Adrian was doing this work?
Actually, in my chest and my lower back, I felt the lift.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, the work that we just did for you is called the Geometric Transformation. And what it is part of sacred geometry. And it comes from a, I'll give you a little brief background about it. It comes from a lady from Sedona, Arizona, that was experiencing a near-death experience, and she was able to come out with these numbers in which me and my son were trained how to use these in releasing any kind of entities or spirits or even negative, you know, energies that, you know, try to take control, you know, of your body. But they're very powerful, and I just wanted to let you know that this work that we just did for you will help you so that you and your twin flame can come together and you'll have a more enjoyable life.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And how do you
much.
Feel about that? Yeah.
Well, I'm elated. As long as we're protected, I feel great. Wow. I'm actually a little lightheaded right now.
Really?
Yeah.
This is something powerful. It's not, you know, it's, well, put it this way, it's not, me and my son put it, call it this, we're, it's not no Tinkerbell stuff, this is Grandmaster stuff.
That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
So he's also protected?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
he's in her area visiting this weekend, and if she gets wind of it, I just know she's
now,
a problem.
She's pretty much on lockdown now. Yeah, it's been bind down.
Great. She's a master of manipulation, so appreciate this.
You know, it's almost like the movie Star Trek, you know, how they used to put a invisible shield around their, you know, their spaceship.
Yes. I'm a Trekkie. Yes, I know.
Now you have that shield around you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And,
you
and
know,
he does, too?
Yeah.
Would he have?
You're both.
Okay.
You're both protected.
Oh, wow. So now my job search will be better?
Yep. Yeah. You have a clearance now. You're in clearance.
Fantastic.
The light is green. You have a clearance.
Okay, Scotty, beam me up.
We'd like to throw a little humor into it also. Yeah.
Do you see me working within a week or two?
Hey, Jen, what's the chart showing? All right, do you have some resumes out there right now?
I retyped it today, and... you know, I don't know. I want to go into forensics, and I've been looking online for classes to improve my chances to work there. But I know that I'll probably end up taking just a job just to get to support my two children.
Right.
But I have to ask you, as of late, my intuition has been increasing. And as wonderful as my relationship with my twin flame, my David,
right.
I had a dream that we were married. I mean, I actually saw the wedding, and it's happened twice already. What does your chart say about that?
How's the marriage looking, Nathan? The percentage is high right now, so that's a very good possibility.
Okay.
You just got an upgrade.
I got an upgrade.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm dating an upgrade.
Yeah.
I can't hear him.
He's saying that you're probably receiving more information better now.
Okay.
Nathan, let me, I'm trying to see if he's on the...
I can't hear him at all.
He's not on there right now.
Oh, okay.
You hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
You're not connecting. No. Yeah.
Are we coming callers?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't, yes.
Well, what happened was I wasn't connected to the operator.
Okay. So you said my chances were better.
Yeah, what I was saying is that you don't have any more leaks in your aura. So all the energy is coming in now. So you should feel more, like, energized than you were. You might have been feeling drained.
Yes.
Now you'll be feeling more energized, so you'll receive information more.
Okay.
And that's what happens when we get, like, soul damage. Or we go into, like, a situation where someone's psychically attacking us. They get inside of our aura, and they cause leaks in our aura. So
okay.
What we do is we go in and we rebuild the energy so that way the leaks in your aura won't be so open for these entities to get through.
Okay. All right.
So anything to do with, like, fear-based, like failure, sadness, depression, stress, any of that negative stuff will cause a leak in your aura, and it will punch a hole in your aura. So that's why it's best to stay in the positive vibration as much as you can. Like, for me, I have to do a lot of these clearings myself because these entities will attach themselves to your body.
So that's funny you said vibrations. I had a dream about vibrations and have just been reading as much information and listening to videos about vibrations and how, from, for example, laws of attraction to manifesting, what we attract through those vibrations. Do you guys have any suggestions and research?
How to attract the vibrations?
No, to develop more intuitively. So, for example, I knew I was going to be in a tense situation. I just asked Spirit to help me change my vibration to protect me. You know, that sort of thing. I don't know if I'm doing it correctly, but I certainly felt better.
Well, now you'll be receiving information a lot more clear than you were.
Okay.
There's several different ways you can do clearing, you know, not just through exorcisms, but you can also do it through holy water, sea salt,
mm-hmm.
sage,
okay.
That stuff is on the physical level. But on the soul level, you got to go much deeper than that.
Okay.
Kind of like with what I did. I went more internal and external on your body.
Okay.
With,
all right.
On accessing more of the DNA.
All
with
right.
Your permission.
Yes.
Because whatever cord that she had attached to you, I psychically have to cut those cords. And the only way I can do it is by locking it down.
Okay.
But Roy wanted you to, he was just going to ask you, do you know much about numerology?
No, I I don't know much about it. I've seen it. I think someone did my name once.
Well, you need to have a numerology reading because that would help you to have more better guidance and more clarity where you're going
okay.
with that, with the vibration thing.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting. So, because you need to vibrate at that frequency.
Okay.
So with everything going on right now, the best thing that you should do, my guides are telling me, is that you need to continue with the clearing to get rid of anything that is toxic that is holding you back.
All right. Clearing, release. Okay. All right.
And I think there's a spiritual battle that will come up between you and this woman because I keep seeing like spiritual battle coming up in your dream.
Okay.
Like something hasn't
I actually saw a restraining order with our names on it once.
Really?
So, yeah, in a dream.
That makes sense. Because I was talking about dreams. So that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of soul collages?
No.
Now, what soul collages can do, they can also get you at that vibration that you're talking about. Because what it does, it works more internal and external and also subconscious blockages. So, like, when you get a magazine, you pick out your archetype, you pick out the one, the kind of question that you have in your subconscious, kind of like with what you asked me, you would ask the same thing to the magazine. You rip them out, you get a blank card, and you paste them, and you make a collage out of it. And then you make a new story. Yeah. And a friend showed me how to do this, and I met from his mentor, and his mentor communicates with them. Through the subconscious.
Wow. That is interesting.
Very powerful.
Well, so, you know, I always send, David is a Marine, so I'm always sending as much protective and healing light around him. Is there anything Spirit wants to tell me regarding children, family, David?
You need to connect more with the outdoors.
My dad's telling me that you need to connect more with the outdoors.
Me?
And your animal totems.
Yeah.
Now, I know a bear is an animal, one of my animal totems. Is there an eagle or a... Some kind of, I think it's a golden eagle. Is there anything there?
A golden eagle?
Well, as far as animal totems, do you see which ones I should be concentrating with?
My guys are telling me it's not the golden eagle. There's something else. What are you getting, Roy?
It's a hawk.
A hawk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting the hawk too.
Yeah.
Is the bear still there?
Yeah.
The bear is still there?
The golden eagle for some reason is ill and sick. I don't know why.
The hawk is?
Huh?
Who's ill and sick? I didn't hear you.
The eagle is.
The eagle is. For some reason, I don't know why.
Oh.
I think there's something wrong with it. Hold on, let me check and see what it is on my chart. I don't know, I just get that feeling. And this is called What Am I Telling Myself chart. Let's see what it wants to tell you. Okay, so it's saying something about being portrayed, like portrayal.
Betrayal.
Somebody portrayed it, or killed it. Its children.
Oh no.
So it feels like it's empty inside and dying. I don't know why. So what's the best approach to help this archetype?
Down to yourself.
Okay. So I'm going to have to chart what is the best method to heal this archetype.
Okay.
So this is more on a spiritual level than physical. Somehow you have to get it in a higher frequency or vibration. The vibration is really low on the percentage. On the physical and the spiritual. So it's saying it's transcending. Fixing the problem right now. There's just a lot of internal and external problems that it was having.
Okay.
I just fixed it for.
So a hawk, a bear, and a golden eagle. Pretty leadership. Mm-hmm. Pretty strong.
Yeah, I could feel the vibration a lot stronger now.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel too.
So is there any spirit messages, something I can't think of that I should really know, that I should be doing? I'm trying to be as patient as I can with David and my kids and this job thing. I think I'm just feeling like I'm ready for the shoe to drop.
Well, I think a lot of that right now that we've did the clearings and everything, two or three days and you'll start seeing things transforming for you. That's what my guys are telling me.
Okay, and David comes back on Monday. Is it going to be a happy reunion?
Yes, it will. A very happy reunion.
Oh, fantastic. Is there going to be good news from him? He's trying to close some business deals.
It's going to be bumpy, but there is some good news coming his way. Things that he has expectations for, but it may turn into something better.
Okay. Do you see him and I... That it's bumpy for him?
Yeah.
I get the bumpy part. He's not very... I'm more business-oriented than he is. And he's very compassionate, but he doesn't know how to... Oh, there's a fine line. But I get the business and the bumpiness. The only word I could say is compassion. I'm more business oriented.
I'm getting a visual of what you're saying. He has the bridge. He can walk back and he doesn't know how to build it like you do.
Yes.
You know how to build a foundation.
Once you had that numerology reading, what number was it?
When you had that numerology reading, Dane, what number were you?
Let's see. Hold on a second. The numbers they gave me were 3 was my master number, or 30 was my master number, but they said 3.
Because a 3, you know, is a builder.
And 9 was my life number.
Okay. And that's a spiritual number. You know, that's why you have a strong connection, you know, with spirit.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
That's why I say it's very important that you get a full numerology reading.
Okay.
And you can, you know, get one offline. You just find the right numerology.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I just had one just recently, and it was amazing. Yeah.
Oh.
How much
they
were able to come up with just by my name and birth date. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So I am worried about his business. Do you see us moving or traveling together anytime soon or within the next 2 years?
I'm saying that it's not going to be that far, but it'll be nearby.
He does live closer to me now, yes. But we were talking about moving in together.
Oh, okay. Now, what about your business? Are you going to be working with him on a business?
We haven't talked about a mutual business, but we have talked about ventures together, like doing concerts for disabled vets and families, stuff like that.
Because I'm seeing you in a business together where you're going to be traveling, but it's going to be with around those areas, you know, where you live.
Okay, fantastic. Oh, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And you're going to be doing a lot more spiritual work.
I feel more spiritual.
Yeah.
I feel like my chemistry.
I could hear it in your voice that you can be, you know, of the, you know, a speaker where, you know, you can get up on many groups and you can.
Yes, I love doing that.
Well, yeah.
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, you're a teacher. Yeah.
I love doing that. It's
yeah.
rewarding for me. It's very, it feels very at ease with me.
Have you ever been on radio?
Like this, but not like on my own show or anything.
Because I'm feeling that you're going to be talking on radio also.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, you guys are just full of information. Wow.
Well, we're,
okay.
This information does not come from us. We're just passing this information on to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spirit. Spirit, I ask if you can just relay any more messages that I need to know before I do my meditation.
They're telling you what I'm getting. The first thing that came to me was Raphael. I don't know why he came for. He wants you to go into healing.
Okay, I am a nurse. Okay.
Oh, you're a nurse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting that Raphael would come through. Like, I just saw him popping in. Yeah. And let me see what else he wants to tell me. Raphael. Okay, so he's telling me there's some other angel he wants you to work with. And it has to do with the twin flame. Who are you getting, Dad?
Ariel?
Yeah. Let me check the chart here, see if it's Ariel that's going through.
Could be the romance angels, too.
Yeah, it's Ariel and the romance angels. Yep, you're right on the money.
Yeah.
So he wants you to work with Raphael, Ariel, and the romance angels.
Okay.
In your healing.
Okay.
And also, there's going to be a patient that will be coming to you that has cancer, and you'll be doing some healing on her as well. That's what he just told me.
Good. I'd love that. That would be great.
So you'll be healing a lot of confusion.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Main thing is she read it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Ready for the challenge.
Good.
Is there anything else, Roy?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I always tell Adrian's my son. I always tell Adrian that, you know, we don't work alone, you know, and we, you know, we just call upon these, you know, whether it be the angels or you know, ascended masters or whoever, you know, it's helping to guide us. And the main thing is there is no coincidence. Just like there's no coincidence that you called in tonight and we were able to help you, you know, with the work that we do.
I am so appreciative for the information. It gives clarity and confirmation to what I've been feeling and thinking. And as far as, you know, the protection and
I mean, those are just bonuses you gentlemen gave me, and I thank you for my children and David and me. Thank you so much. Certainly will be meditating and working on my clearing of the ropes and protecting my aura and information about the jobs and businesses. And I mean, this has been a very wonderful, wonderful reading. Thank you. Thank you again.
You're welcome. And if you need another longer reading, we're going to probably have to go to the next caller now.
Oh, okay. All right.
We do have some other callers waiting. But what I wanted to say was if you need a longer reading, feel free to make contact with Adrian.
Okay.
And go into our
I have your webcam
page.
On that. Yeah.
Okay. And give Adrian a call because he does readings through another business, and he could give you the information on how to make contact with them.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you and bless you.
Thank you so much, and you have a good night and a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller now.
Locked up.
Where?
I think I lost.